You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right.
Turn and look at me. Yeah. Turn and look at me. Yeah. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Turn and look at me, boy. Tell me, boy. Watch.
What's going on, y'all? It's your man Chris, one half of the Brothers Layman, joined by KC.
What's up, family?
Host of the Black Is Break, which you are tuning into right now. I want to thank you for checking us out. This is your first time. Thank you for tuning in. If you're a longtime listener of the break, thank you for tuning into another episode.
Yes, sir. And we just appreciate your constant support and encouragement, podcast family and everyone else.
Yep. Before we get into the new episode, we just wanted to shout out some people, read some feedback that we've gotten.
All right. So the first bit of feedback is from someone named Blessed, and she was in response to The Break, the issue of Color Part 2. She said, great show. Loved hearing you guys read my comment a couple of shows back, too, with a happy emoticon. I actually prefer lighter men because they seem to have less issues with being color struck. I am brown skin, mid-tone, and have gotten comments on how I got dark when I tan. These comments typically have a negative connotation and come from darker skinned men. Black men expect more of darker skinned women. If she is dark, she's got to have a body, the face, the job, basically everything. Whereas the lighter skinned woman may just need to have curly hair. This is similar to when black men date white women. Your black girl's got to have it all, degree, job, everything. While the white girl, if she has a bit of booty, she's good. On another note, and possible, this could be another topic, there is too much emphasis put on body type in the black community. I think Kelly was always just as cute as Beyonce, but they never gave her hair or good makeup. Beyonce was meant to stand out. I think that's a really thought-provoking comment, Blessed, and I think that a lot of that is going to come up in our next podcast session happening this weekend, the birthday weekend, celebrating all the Aries.
A lot of Aries in here. You,
yes.
Darius.
Cousin Darius and Tash Money, all three of us sign it around, so we'll be celebrating and podcasting this weekend.
But yeah, thank you, Blessed, for giving us that feedback. And we'll probably read it to the crew, see what they say. I think this would be a great discussion starter. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
And we have one other from Joshua Wiggins. Hello, Black Is Podcast. Been listening to you guys for a while. Got put onto your podcast by listening to Black Guy Who Tips. Shout out to Rod and Karen. I owe you a 5-star review. Love your commentary on topics. And my favorite shows are The Breaks. Keep doing your thing. Sincerely, Joshua. P.S. Toria and Casey are gorgeous, but I put Toria because, Casey, you are married. Respect to Chris. Thank you for providing us with goodness, Mr. and Mrs. Layman.
Thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. And we love the comments. I forwarded your comment to Toria, and she says, thank you so much. It made her remember that she missed doing the Brown Girl Hour and how we got to get back on top of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we enjoy the feedback from all of you guys who take the time, and we appreciate it. We wanted to make sure we recognize you for just taking that moment to hit us up and let us know what you guys think of the show. So.
Also want to send a shout out to Tolu Lawal. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, brother. And if I'm not, please forgive me. Toulouse says, wanted to show some quick love to the whole Black Is Network. Appreciate what you guys are doing. Stumbled across your pod a few ago and it's been lit. I'm getting put on Music Game with the Jam. Interviews are chill but yet informative. Enjoy the sports chat from a familiar perspective with the Brothers Layman. The mixes, the break, and everything else are piff. This is some wonderful slang that I'm not familiar with. And Toulouse is coming out the UK with his email address. There aren't a lot of Black voices in the podcast space, let alone ones which cover sports, music, culture at a consistently high level without cooning. Hope you guys keep growing and succeeding. Much respect. Keep up the Black excellence. T. London. Thank you so much. And Tolu also dropped us a little dime in the donation basket. We appreciate that.
Thank you, man.
We super duper appreciate that. And then finally, I would be remiss if we didn't shout out the brother whose name I can never catch, but who leaves us voicemails from 313-585-2771. I do know that 313 is coming out of Detroit. We appreciate you, brother, with the messages that you send. Want you to know that we do listen to each and every one of them, and take into account what you say. The last one I believe you responded to was the ethnic names. And this brother always breaks down from a biblical perspective some of the issues that we bring to the table and why they are challenges for us as a community. And we hope you continue to listen, continue to support, continue to call and kick us down with that knowledge. We appreciate it so much. And we thank everybody for their support. You know, this has been an interesting start to the year for Chris and I, having a new child and just kind of adjusting our lives to this fourth person while maintaining this business and the other businesses that we run on our day to day. And so we thank you all who have hung in there with us, even in moments where things have not been as consistent as we would like them to be. Just know that we're working really hard to get back into the swing of things. And we appreciate our team for being so supportive and coming through and podcasting with us when they can as well. So thank you so much, everyone, for everything. All the feedback, the donations. We love y'all.
Yeah, you guys give us great support. Let us know that what we're doing, you guys love and appreciate. And that just continues to feed our desire to put out a great product for you guys.
Right. It works for us as fuel. We do it because we love it. But when we hear how you feel about it, that fuels us along and gives us sometimes the motivation when things are busy and hectic. We know that we have people who are listening in and that what we say matters. And so we will continue to do this work.
Definitely. And to reach us, you guys can reach us via email at KC@BlackIsOnline. You can find us on Twitter @BlackIsOnline, Facebook @BlackIsMagazine. If you want to leave a message for us on the hotline, that's 323-455-4219. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on TuneIn Radio, on SoundCloud. You can look for us at all those different places. And just, you know, we love to hear from you guys, of course, and let you know what you guys say and what you tell us is appreciated. You can also leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes. That's appreciated as well. We do have a donation button on the website that you can, if you ever feel so kind, to leave us however much you feel.
If 1, 2, 5 moves you, go ahead and move it right on into that donation button. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. As you say, it always goes back into the show. This is not pocket money for us. This is to just enhance what we're doing here at the Black Is Network. So once again, thank you for tuning in and listening. For this show, this is the last one we recorded with the ladies, Casey, Toria, Alicia, Helena. We've gotten great responses to the last two they've done with the slut shaming and women in leadership roles. This one is going to be about street harassment. Just that whole movement now of, you know, when can you talk to a woman? Where can you talk to her? Being safe versus being approachable. This whole fear of rejection, all that is into this show. So thanks again for tuning in. Let us know what you think.
Can we transition this real quick then into the conversation about street harassment? Okay. So this conversation, I'm not going to lie. The question I have now, period, with everything in regards to street harassment, is it okay to flirt with people, or is flirting no longer happening in 2015? If you flirt, you are crossing
a boundary that should never be crossed?
Absolutely not. Okay. I think you should be able to flirt. It's healthy.
I agree. I mean, I think also this is this whole topic with the video and everything. There's a geographical aspect. Like, we don't have this problem in LA.
Because this is not a walking city.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I don't have guys harassing me every day walking down the street. So I don't know how to complain about that. And I don't know if I would, but because I've never experienced it. Right. So I know in New York, they are much more likely to complain.
And, you know, but I'm in downtown LA, so we're on foot. And you get the compliments, whether it's, you know, good morning. You know, you can hear that in there, good morning, or how you doing, or you looking nice today, or ooh, I wish I was that cup of coffee, you know, so I'm like, so you get it, and I just kind of like brush it off.
I need to go walk around
downtown LA.
I never looked at that as like an assault.
Me neither.
As if in that 10 seconds you interact with somebody, they have like mentally raped you. And to me, that's the vibe that I've been getting around this conversation about street harassment. Like, it's not okay for a man to look at me and have any kind of sexual thoughts when he sees me. And I'm like,
ask, can he flirt? Can I flirt with you?
My thing though is like, how is that even natural? Like, it's the opposite sex. Well, so if you're dealing with a heterosexual man and he sees a woman who's attractive, how is he not to have a response? And vice versa. If a woman sees a good looking man,
she should be able,
she should be able to feel something. Right. To me, it's not natural to not feel something.
Well, also, how are you going to meet someone that you actually are attracted to? Like, if you say none of them can approach you, like, well, one out of 10 might be someone you might be willing to give the time of day.
Right.
To me, it would be worth it to sift through the others. But I mean, obviously, the word harassment is the real question. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Right. What I've seen as examples, like just like hitting on someone, to me, that's not harassment. If the woman is like, I'm not interested, or she's clearly not interested, and you continue, then okay, yeah, nobody's for that. Like, we don't want to be harassed.
Or name called. Or putting your hands on.
Yeah,
Say, what language would it be where it gets past a compliment, where you're just like, God damn, what? Like, where, where the guy actually says something, and you turn around with like, did you just say that to me?
Ooh, well, that could be a lot, but it bothers me more just the persistence. Is for me, like, where it's like, okay, like, if someone's not interested, move on.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's not a problem. Even if you did say something crazy, like, I would be okay if you just move on.
Right. But, but following and continue to pursue,
that's a little much. Yeah. Right. But the compliments, but what's interesting, I was talking to a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old, my cousin and my friend's son. Maybe I just put something in there. My son. And when we were talking about how they interact with girls, and obviously the most of their interaction at their age right now is social media. Yeah. And one of them even said, I'm like, well, what about going to hang out, going to date? He was like, no. He was like, don't nobody have time anyway to get up and go out to meet anybody when you can just meet them on Instagram or Kick.
We're so old.
Kick, I don't Instagram, identify with that whatever, at all. Right?
Snapchat.
So
scary as shit.
Right? Yeah, it is. So, but then they went further. What was even more interesting, I'm like, okay, so all you guys do is kind of like each other pictures, and you direct message each other, and then you decide whether or not you like this person, and then y'all are an internet couple. And I said, but what about at school? Like, they're pretty girls at school. Do you give them compliments? Would you say to a girl at school, she's pretty? And they both were like, no, because then you'd be considered thirsty. Like, that's like a stalker. You know, like, you don't know her, so you can't talk to her, but you can on social media. And I was just like,
it's impersonal. Wow.
And when they said it, it was like, it's natural for them to find her attractive, but they know they have to check it because they were afraid of being called thirsty. And then one of them, he was like, nah, I don't do that no more. I'm not a simp. Yeah.
It's because it's that initial, like, interaction with somebody you don't know.
Right.
And you feel like if we talk online, that instead of just like, I just met this person at a bar and I'm just meeting them from damn near scratch, it's just like, oh, I met you. We met online and we actually had a conversation. Had it back in the day where it's like, call a hotline and shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like you met somebody in this group
online.
We got to talking. Oh, we vibing with our conversation. With our online conversation. Mm-hmm. You ain't heard the person's voice. That, you know, from our age group, that was important.
Right.
To hear what the person, because you at least hear the inflections. Now you don't get none of that. No. People think it's cool, and then they meet up, and sometimes you're like, oh, and then you don't hit it off at all.
Person, right. You get catfished.
Like, but then to me, I don't like, with all the social media, it's just like, I could have had that happen in like 5 seconds and got it over with. I spent all months talking to you,
right.
And I could have just met you and then been like, oh,
right.
This just ain't it.
Right. Yeah.
And it was bothersome to hear them say that because it was like society or their generation has created a wall of you can't just tell her she's pretty.
I hate that.
Yeah,
it's considered thirsty. That is exactly what he said. And these kids I've known since they were in the womb. So, you know, my heart was like a little like, what? You know? And they're like, no. I was like, so if you see a girl at school and she's pretty, can you say like, you know, you look nice today, you look pretty? And they're like, no. Then you're considered thirsty. You know, so, and that word thirsty, we've seen it, like, on it. But now it's thirsty for these young kids to even have social skills. What's natural for a person to be like, oh, you look nice today. They're afraid of being shot down, being seen as thirsty. But on the reverse, they have a different kind of confidence. So they don't have, they're fearful of saying, you're beautiful, but they have a different kind of confidence that they gained from all those likes that they had on Instagram. And so the girls are kind of just like, I don't want to say disposable, but disposable to an extent where they're not afraid. They don't reject, they don't fear rejection from girls because of Instagram, you know, or the likes and everything.
And there's a certain level of anonymity that you get from doing all this online interaction because you basically can create who you are.
Right.
But it's what scares me is their ability to trust people.
Mm-hmm.
So quick, because I know y'all heard about that girl who got killed meeting the guys on Facebook. She met two guys on Facebook. They were flirting. They were like, let's hook up. She got in the car with them, and they took her somewhere and took turns shooting her.
Oh, my God.
And she was like 15, 16. You know what I mean? And that's
scary.
That was what their goal was that day in terms of what they were looking for whatever sickness is going on in their mind. But for her, it was like, you know, these two dudes are trying to holler at me. I'm about to go see what this is about. And to just be trusting.
Right, of that.
Right, versus having face-to-face interaction. Like, I don't know, baby, what's going to happen with our kids? You can't go nowhere until I got a parent, a phone number, or everybody can come over here.
Yeah. How about that?
That was my mom's rule.
Mine too.
You can't go nowhere. Right.
But you can come over here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And people, I mean, people get scared, and I get it. I mean, you seen all that stuff when the video came out of women who are getting beat up or killed basically because they were just said, no, I'm not interested. I mean, you're just like, what the fuck? I mean, as a guy, I was like, really? Like, niggas is going this far? Because a girl was like, nah, I don't want to, I don't accept your advances. And you just beating her up because she said no? Like, damn.
Right.
And I was like, I get why women are like scared because part of that simp thing is they think is this discussion of, are the men saying this more so because they want a response? Right. You know, I've heard a lot of them complain, this, you know, when a guy gets, I'm just saying you look nice. And they're like, think it ain't about me. Like, mm-hmm. if you, it would, I guess, be like, if you saw me, if I'm walking and I see a girl and I compliment her, but it's still like saying, you know, you walked by and said, how you doing? Right. And you just kept going. You weren't like expecting the person to turn around and start a conversation. You just like, oh, you know what? You look nice. Like, you're like, oh, that's nice. And then just keep going.
Right.
Women feel like the dude is saying that because if I say, oh, thank you, that means we're going to stop and talk.
Right.
There are a lot of dudes who will say that to get a line out to say something. But I, on sense, I do get their fears, and I've heard women just be cruel as hell. Like, leave me the hell alone. To the point where what I've gotten from all this is, and I don't know how I'm going to teach this to my son. It's like when you're walking on the street, you are not allowed to talk to a woman.
And that's now, so crazy.
Yeah, I don't. I just want to. I want to ask these women who feel that way. Which I get it to a point. It is about. I don't want to be in a situation where I make a woman feel fearful of her life. Like, I'm just trying to talk to you. But there's a lot of crazy men out here who would do real crazy and harmful stuff just on GP.
That's crazy.
And, like, where are we allowed as a man to approach you? Because, I mean, it ain't everywhere. Because I'm like, what, at the mall? No. Because, I mean, like, where are these places where okay, now that I've stepped into this place, I can actually talk to a woman. But when I leave and step on the curb, don't talk to any woman at all. Don't make no damn eye contact, because she going to feel like you fucking harassing her just by looking at her. Like, some of that I can't stand.
It's interesting, like, two things. Well, one of the things that Tori said that sticks with me is this, like, fear of rejection, because life is going to have rejection no matter what. Like, it's impossible to go through life without being rejected. And so going to those lengths to avoid that is very troubling to me. Yeah. Right. And it's like, what is the rest of your life going to be? You can't avoid, like, you should get the rejection over with. And I'm like very encouraging to guys of being rejected, because I think it's necessary for them to have like a successful life. I think guys should hit on women. Yeah. I think they should absolutely approach them. I think they should compliment them. I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. And if the woman is interested in you, she'll respond positively. And you could approach her in the nicest way possible, but if she's not interested in you, she's just not going to be interested in you. You know, like, you're not going to change it by, like, approaching her in a
and
certain way.
And not being interested doesn't require being rude.
Yeah, like, right. Totally, yes.
Right, like, because he might not be interested in you either. Like,
totally.
Right. Don't assume.
That a compliment means I'm interested in you. Yeah. A compliment just means, like, you look good in this moment that I see you. Yeah. You know, I'm not interested in you.
And I think, Leisha, what you just said is really important, in the sense that getting rejected is a part of life. And I think the violent responses that we're seeing by some men towards women who do reject them is a reflection of not having just been conditioned to, like, this is
the way it goes. Right.
It doesn't mean anything about you personally. Totally. You know, like, don't take it personally.
Yeah.
But if you've never experienced somebody telling you no, then when they do, you feel like you've been put on front street, you're embarrassed, and if you're dealing with somebody who is emotionally immature, then they haul off and smack somebody, and now you got a whole different situation.
Totally. Right.
And I think that's scary to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, ooh, let that happen to any one of my children, it's going to be smoke in the city.
Well, and it's like, it's part of, like, maturing, you know? And so, if anything, you sort of stifle the maturity level, because you're not, like, a full, like, formed person if you haven't dealt with those kind of things. Like, everybody gets hurt. Everybody gets their heart broken. You know, it's like, you have to deal with those things. You can't avoid them. Yeah. And if you do, you're just going to be stunted. Like,
right. Which is what's happening.
Yeah.
It's definitely a generation right now of people whose growth is completely stunted, because so much of their communication is happening online.
Totally. Yeah. Please, like, I was just at my friend's house for lunch or whatever, and we all were like, man, remember the days without cell phones? I mean, it's just like,
yeah,
it's sad, but I really do sort of
miss that.
Yeah, and I do feel like it was better. Like, I do. And I know everybody thinks that things were better back in the day, but I'm just like, I actually do think that it was
added
better,
a different,
you know,
element. It definitely added a different element.
Yeah.
It's just because of social media now, the pool of people you can talk to has just grown hugely.
Yeah.
To now you're like, I can just hit on wherever. It's why you see these. Yeah. I mean, some of these women, they put their stuff out on social media, and I'm like, I'm a man. I look, it's nice, you know, but I'm like, what does this, like, do for you? Like,
and is it
real? I mean, because it's like, personally, it's like, look, yes, you got a big butt, and everybody like it. What did you think dudes was going to be like, what's that? What's wrong with that? You know, guys are going to be like, damn, your ass fat. Like, okay.
Right.
Now what? You going to...
That's the question, is the now what?
Mm-hmm. Right,
what does it earn you? What does it earn you?
Other than 150 likes. To like or not to like, that is the question.
Yeah, I miss just the interaction. I'm just like, pick up a damn phone. I get being scared, because I was scared. And then when you get like the no, and then you see... Or you hear stories of people who are like, who's, you know, the way the woman rejects you was so damn cold. You'd be like, damn, like, you just, like, get out of my face or some crap. Like,
I disagree with that. I really hate when women react that way. I do. Yeah. And, you know, I was in New York. My sister lives in New York, and her friends, and we were talking about it, because especially my sister, she's much more, like, hostile towards men hitting on her than I am, obviously. But, you know, she deals with it in a much different way than I do. But I'm always like, Lauren, like, you still don't have to be, like, you know, rude. Yeah. Like, you can, you know, but no. They don't, the New York, they're like, no. Like, that's how you have to, like, in their mind, that's how you have to be to get the guy to go away. And I'm like, okay.
But then that's funny, because you feel like I guess we had some conversation where they were like, out here, it's like men don't approach.
Right. I mean, that's why it's hard for me to have sympathy for them. Because right. I'm like, what? Like, no, what's attitude for me. I'll be so happy. Yeah, like, truly, how nice what is of the you. Problem? Yeah. Right. Like, thank you for saying hello.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do because it's. I get the safety factor, and I'm with got men who are like, look, if you hit on it, if you hollering at her and she's saying no, just back the hell off. Like, you ain't no need to go all the way to the left. It's scary. I'm thinking that stuff where, with Snoop Dogg, when it was, you know, ain't no fun.
The and, homies
right. And it's just like, I was like, why does, I know there's guys who think like that. I'm like, well, maybe I'm different. I didn't want shit. That. There's a lot of men. There are a lot of men who will, you know, like, okay, if you're gonna let me hit it, fine. But it'd be like, you know, I'm a think of you as such. You just disposable. The like, really, is, you sleep with everybody?
Oh, well,
and that sounds nasty to me. I was like, if I knew my boy hit it,
right?
And it, sometimes for men, it depends. You're like, all right, well, no I need a little cold. Bit more info on who she is because if it's so like, anymore. If I need a quick.
Is there no code at all, though? Like, okay, even though tonight I have said I feel like pretty much every man is a hoe because men have like there is no cap on the amount of women they can sleep with without.
A lot of us are. Not every man.
That's the thing. I refuse to believe that every single man is, down for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would like to believe, and I guess that's because I'm raising a boy. I would like to believe that some men would see a chick that will take a baseball bat up her ass and be like, yeah, I probably shouldn't sleep with her.
Yeah, but because those are the...
There are.
Versus being like, oh, shit. I need to try that out.
All guys have their limits. But then you, of course, because the way humans are, you're going to have them guys who are just like... They don't do nothing. Like, if we don't have sex but twice a year, fine. Or who are just like, missionary position is cool with me, and that's enough.
Wow.
And you'd have, you know, I'm sure the women who are like, what?
Those are those late bloomers. those guys that weren't, like, you know, 14 losing their virginity.
Yeah, but you get brought up in an area where, or place where it's just like, that's only for marriage. You know, sex is never really talked about. So you're just like... You know, you're not told the joys and pains of what sex is. So they're just like, oh, it's just for, you know, if I want to have a baby and that's it. I mean, because some people, I could, yeah. It's just like anything else. They could be like, oh, this is weird. And it's a lot. I mean, it's, you know, everybody's like, once you go through it, it's like, oh,
it's funny. Okay. I was brought up that way to abstain. And I remember when I realized that teenagers were actually having sex. I was on a bus ride home with somebody in your class at Laces, and this dude was having the most adult conversation about sex that I had ever heard from somebody that close in age to me. And I think I might have been 14 or 15, so he was just a year older. And I was like, you're having sex, like, regularly. Like,
right, like an adult.
Like grown-ups
yeah.
do.
yeah, that was shocking to me in high school, too.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that.
He was like, hell yeah, if you got this, like, you got this, you got this. And I was like, really? Like, I'm just trying to, I'm like, when do you have time and opportunity for this? Like, that blew my mind.
Yeah, that's
totally. I mean, I think it's funny, your comment about the, like, seeing the girl who can take the bat up her butt or whatever. Ooh. And I think that my unfortunate tainted view of men is that there definitely are men that would see that and not be like, ooh, I want it. That's attractive because look at how extreme she is. But if that same girl was in front of their face, legs spread, and there are they not going to take advantage, that I don't give them that kind of credit. Like, I will say they may not seek that girl, but like, if the girl's throwing it, I mean, are they going to be like, well, you do have a very slutty past and you can shove a bat up your... No, I think they'll be like, you know what, right now in the moment, I'm all good.
And see, that's the scary thing.
If you have the opportunity to do it and not get caught, then...
Totally.
That's the scary thing, too, about getting into committed relationships. Because depending on the man, and there's men that I know who have this whole... Then we come back down to gender, you know, just the nature of men. These men could be in committed... They could be in marriages. But if an opportunity presents itself and there's no fear of getting caught, it's just what we do. Yeah. And it's totally acceptable. You know what I mean? And it could be a serious, like, one moment takedown. This is not going to go any further. This is right. not somebody who I'm dating or interested in or going to have any kind of prolonged situation with. But an opportunity for sex or a sexual act has right. presented itself, and I'm going to take it.
Yeah, totally.
In the middle of the workday, at the gym, right. whatever.
Where? That's how the dudes justify what Chris, like, the trains. You know, I mean, it's like in the moment. They yeah. get it. They're like, oh, right here. I mean, yeah, I know he just has with her, but
it's
whatever.
Probably a thought process.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, you're going to take that. Hey, she's offering. Like, I feel like that's just what they do.
And that's the whole for men because it's not emotional.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And I just, I'd have a very hard time believing women who say that they can separate their emotions
from it.
From the act. I have a very hard, I don't
maybe
buy
once
it.
Or twice.
Yeah.
Then you start, it's harder the longer
oh, yeah,
it goes.
If you constantly are dealing with the same person. Yeah. yeah.
It depends right. on the man also. I mean, I think you have the ability to turn it off as a guy. For a lot of men, I think for most men, it's not that easy. I think right. you have to have a certain mindset to be like, I
yeah,
don't care.
I think you have to be the type of man that's right. going to make the decision to be like,
yeah.
no.
And I think we assume
naturally
it's
instinct,
easy.
Yeah, the natural yeah. instinct yeah. is yeah. to like devour.
Because you got
I know I do. I assume that it's like so easy for them. Like,
well, because you got guys who will, if it's not that emotional, you could, you know, why do you, you know, guys, if it's like that, why would you go back multiple times? If you're right. just something about it, it's like,
oh,
anything
yeah.
just, you know, it's an emotional thing where you're like, oh, damn, this is. Make me feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, let me go back. And it could just be straight slutty and I don't care. Yeah. I don't really care about her. But mm-hmm. it's still something in you emotionally that is making you go back again. It's bringing some kind of emotional feeling to you, whether good or bad. It's just like, I want to go back again.
Yeah.
Thirds and you know, however long and
right.
dump it when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to a guy about that, and I remember being surprised when he kind of said that to me, like, don't assume guys don't get attached either to girls ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I do assume that. Like, I really do. That is what I assume. I assume if they like a girl, then that's the girl they like, but having sex isn't going to make them like her, you yeah. know? And he's like, you would be surprised. Like, guys do sometimes get, you know, like, there are those situations, and I just always don't give them credit for
they,
that at all.
They turned out.
Get, yeah. Get, and I mean, I've seen it, but I still don't think of it for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. I guess that's the frightening part about being to trust anybody
right.
or being committed in any situation because everybody is vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody is vulnerable because who's to say, like, even for a woman, you could
that
be.
She might not be tempted.
Yeah, yeah. Or the one that's the dog, you know? Right. Like,
yeah.
she could be playing him.
Yeah.
It happens too.
Yeah. 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 I saw a video today on Facebook of a girl getting confronted by two men that she's sleeping with.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the one, she's in the car with one guy, and the other guy's videotaping the conversation. And he's like, just admit it. Like, I just slept with you the other day. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, put that on your mama's grave. Like, we just slept together. And she's denying. And he was like, I don't even know why you fronting. Because me and him have already had a conversation. We've already compared notes, text messages. So we know the timeline. So the guy who's driving, he's like, yeah, like, I just slept with you too, and you're on what? His phone saying such and such. And she, like, she immediately went from deny to, like, why are you doing this? To let me get out of this car and get away from the both of y'all. And she was like, he was the one guy who was taping was like, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel getting caught by two guys that you're sleeping with?
Right. Did you guys,
refreshing.
What was that?
We rarely see that.
Right.
Right. They were at a basketball game. The wife was at a basketball game with her husband, but she was texting someone else, and the guy sitting behind her took a photo of it,
no.
right? And then wrote the guy a letter or whatever.
What?
And told, like, you know, unfortunately, man, your wife is messing around.
He needs a hobby.
Oh, shit. He needs something to
that's
do.
That's too much in somebody's business.
Why?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Why? Like, for what? What do you get out of just breaking this relationship?
A stranger at a sports? Like, that is crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
There's some people who feel like they got to say something. Like, I'm doing him a favor.
Right.
He don't know.
Fucking text message ninja. Like, what are you doing?
And you don't even know the, like, what if you're misinterpreting it?
Right.
What if you were wrong?
Right.
But you know what? Like, it was
so rude.
When they were asking people, like, on social media, like, what did you think? It was like 50-50.
People were
like,
happy.
It was like 50-50. So, like, 50% of people was like, that's what's up. Like, you know.
Good for him.
Good bro. Like, for saying, like, yo.
I'm trying to flip it. Would I feel differently if it was, like, a man that was texting that got busted? But I still feel like it's still, like, too much in their business.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
It's just hard because if you were that, if you're the man in that situation or that person, would you be like, oh, thanks, because I didn't know and I'd have continued going on and, you know, yeah, you saved like, me, you know, a lot of heartache.
Like, he wrote him like a little letter like, she's cheating on you. She's been on the phone texting another guy the whole time, ask her to see her phone or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some hard words depending on the situation. Yeah. I mean, if you're that, the victim, of course, more likely you're like, oh, thank you. But 9 times out of 10, you're like, you probably should stay out of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't need to get involved.
I would appreciate knowing, but I'm like, I understand if someone in that circumstance doesn't feel comfortable to tell me because you're a complete stranger. Right, like, I don't expect you to have my back. Like, it's fine if you don't. Like, I'll hopefully find out another way. Like,
if it was on something violent.
Yeah, maybe. Like.
Maybe he was all doting on there and he was like, look at this chump.
How did he even find the guy? He wrote him a letter that day?
Yeah, he wrote it on right there. He was sitting behind the couple and he could see the wife texting, like, and he could read her text.
Yeah, I wouldn't do all that. I'd probably be reading the text, though, and just be sitting there like,
I'd be like, I need to stop reading this now because I don't want to know anymore about these
people. I probably would say something to her, though.
Like, really? Girl, you might want to keep your phone a little lower.
Get that black screen so I can't read your text messages.
You know, it's not good to cheat on a man like that.
Blatantly.
Just to don't give a damn.
Right.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again. Tell me, turn and look at me.